The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning, 7:01 a.m. Central Time, March 27, 2023. So glad you could join us. Lots happening. A lot happened over the weekend. And we'll discuss that here in just a bit. For those of you shopping at the Power Mall, if you have a product question, you can call us directly at 877-817-9829. And, of course, you know, we appreciate all of those listening to us on 7.490 as we struggle to figure out. Hey, we got a $5 donation over the weekend on Give, Send, Go. That means we're up to $30 on Give, Send, Go. And let's see, the frequency costs us $6,500 a month. Okay, I just did the math in my head. What does that tell you? We have a live chat available on thepowermall.com, and you can send us an email at support@thepowermall.com. And I understand that many of you, that's the only way you have to listen to the show, because we're obviously not a AM station with repeaters all across the country. We're doing a spring sale, trying to continue to raise money to keep the shortwave frequency on. You can get 15% off of all the allergy relief products like quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oreganol juice, Sinu Orega, and Latero Flora probiotic, and Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic, and Optivita digestive enzymes. Now, why are these important? Well, you know, as far as probiotics go, it's become common knowledge a strong immune system starts with a healthy gut, and more than 80% of your immune function is stored in your GI tract. It should be no wonder research keeps surfacing that links probiotic supplement use to reduced risk of allergies. And of course, many of you have experienced saline nasal rinses once or twice a day with a neti pot or over-the-counter saline rinse. These help decrease the allergen load in the mucosa of your mouth and your nose. Don't know if you knew that or not. Besides, built-up mucus can be festering grounds for infection, causing bacteria, all the more reason to flush it out. And, of course, herbal supplements that have natural antihistamine capacity, such as stinging nettles. Some people, of course, are allergic to nettles. However, if you suspect you are, you don't want to take them in any form. You can try quercetin. That is a bioflavonoid abundant in apples, onions, and dark-colored berries, also available as a support. Or as a supplement, rather, quercetin helps stabilize the immune response to allergens and inhibits the release of histamine. Bromelain, an enzyme in pineapples, is another effective supplement because it helps reduce inflammation. But before experimenting with any supplement, you might want to consult with a doctor-trained herbalist, maybe even better, to discuss possible interactions with current medications or health conditions. And we provided you with a link for those of you who are able to access the internet. Bromelain is also, as well as quercetin, in Virex, which is something else we just started selling. Now, this, of course, I am hearing news over the weekend after I emceed the event in San Antonio. This went on from 10 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night. I was there the entire time emceeing the entire event, where we heard from people from all over the country. They came from Alaska and Florida and other places. And the topic of discussion, oh, and I forgot to mention the March special, you can save 10% on the Allergies Blessed Water Kit. And of course, shopping at the Partners tab is a big deal to us because that helps support the Power Hour. Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, The Grow Network, James McKinney Water Filters, MyPillow, Relax Far Infrared Saunas, and Butterfly Essential Oils. Some of those partners we have on there. All you do is click on that link at thepowerhour.com. Click on the Partners tab, and by shopping with the partners, you're helping to keep us on the air. Steve House, campaign surrogate and readyforron.com, will be joining us at the top of next hour. We usually don't do that. Monday's usually news and open lines all the time. Senator Ted Harvey, the chairman of the committee to defeat the president, superpacstopjoe.com, is going to be joining us. He'll be talking about Cori Bush's wedding, spurring federal complaints from two political groups. They're always, what do they use, election money to get married on? Oh, that's not good. But you see, they think they can get away with it. Why? Because they're not white.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah. So I want to quickly go over a couple of things that happened over the weekend. The affair that I was emceeing was called Halt Hospital Homicide, and they have a .com. Carolyn Blakeman has been on the show talking about that with several frontline doctors. HaltHospitalHomicide.com. And I leveled with the group. I probably got repeated standing ovations more so than a lot of doctors and attorneys did talking about various subject matter. And here's the thing. When you start dropping truth bombs to a crowd of, you know, nearly 500 people in a packed ballroom at the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center, they get it. And the reason they get it is because they've lost loved ones. In fact, Sarasota Memorial Hospital in Sarasota, Florida, got the most mentions and the most complaints about killing patients. That was the allegation. In fact, Dr. Brian Artis and a couple of other people there appeared before their board of directors and told them, hey, look, we know what you're doing. Here's the 15 takeaways I learned. This is another reason why if somebody gets sick and they may have COVID or something else going on and you know about it, you better open your mouth. You may save their life. You take them to one of these death camps. Here's what they can look forward to. Your loved one can look forward to one, being restrained, sometimes 4-point. You know what 4-point restraint means? That means they're tying down both arms and both legs so they can't move while they juice them up with fentanyl, among other sedatives. That's number two. So they restrain the patient, keep him sedated so he can't move. He defecates and urinates all over himself, and they let him lay there in his waste. They starve the patient despite family member attempts to get the patient food. Oh, we've heard of it. Total isolation. What do you think that does to somebody who's scared, afraid, not knowing what's going on, and they don't allow them cell phone use to call their family and say, hey, get me out of here. They're trying to kill me. Not hydrating the patient. Hey, that's a wonderful thing. How long has it been since they've had saline or other IV fluids? I don't know, but we're juicing them up with remdesivir because we get paid to do it. And what happens? Repeated use of remdesivir causes kidney failure. And then they turn around, knowing the kidneys are shutting down, and they pump the patient full of fluids. That's called drowning, because it goes all through their mediastinum up into their brain, and they die because they drowned in their own fluids. Total neglect of the patient, leaving them in their own waste and leaving them when they were in actual respiratory distress. Oh, yeah, this is the complaints I got. And, of course, then all of a sudden, your loved one doesn't have a DNR, do not resuscitate, and all of a sudden the hospital's got a record of it. They list the patient as DNR when they were never listed as such in the first place. And then they list the cause of death as COVID based on false PCR tests. And then they list the cause of death as COVID when the patient died of unrelated causes. I mean, I know people that have gone to Sarasota Memorial Hospital and died of sepsis because they had an infection that went untreated. This is what I'm talking about, folks. Death camps. And of course, when the relative wanted to come in, the family member wanted to come in and administer ivermectin or other protocols that are working, hydroxychloroquine and various other things the CDC won't allow. Hospital's like, no, get out of here. And they have security throw them out. while the loved one is sitting there wasting away dying because the hospital's getting compensated up to $300,000 or more for keeping him in there for 2 weeks or longer. And they improperly treat the patient's actual illness by administering the wrong drugs. Yeah, in Sarasota Memorial Hospital, oh, you think they're all wonderful down there in the home of the newlywed, nearly dead Southwest Florida? And you wonder why so many people have died there? Now you have some reasons, because this is what I heard as the MC of this event. People were coming up complaining, talking about the history with the hospital. And the board of directors thinks they didn't do anything wrong. Oh, don't worry, we're not. We're not. And what did Ron DeSantis do? I mean, what did the governor, what did the legislature do? Sign legislation to protect them all so they wouldn't be liable? How's that work? And the government's done the same thing. You can't go after Gilead Science. Well, you know, Jamie Scher and others have filed lawsuits against Gilead because they basically lied about the protocols. Okay, this is what we did over the weekend. You don't think I'm making a difference here in my own community speaking out against this? Not only are we here doing it on this radio network, and thank you, Rents Radio listeners, for tuning in. Not only are we doing that, we're warning you that if you're not stocking up on the necessary supplements and things like Paratrex and Nuke Protect and other things like that, if you're not stocking up on this stuff, and I know there are some of you out there that have emailed us at support@thepowerhour.com asking about how they can get ivermectin, and I've willingly given you that information. Without a prescription. There are companies out there that will ship it to you. You need to backstock on all of the supplements and everything necessary. That's why we're carrying Virex. I heard a story over the weekend after I contacted Virex again. And I said, hey, there's a lot of people out there that are saying that supplements are not all they're cracked up to be. A lot of them are artificial, yada, yada, yada. I've heard all this, right? We talked about it on the show. Virex came back and they said, hey, somebody down in Florida, friend of ours, contacted us, said they were killing his loved one. We've known about this for 2 years. And they called him. We overnighted him Virex and they snuck it in and gave it to the patient. And the patient was out of the hospital in 3 days. Now, you can say that's not a testimonial, Dave. Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. However, the reason we carry it is because some people, this is the only method they have for people who have been jabbed to try to kill the spike proteins, because they're going to cause your immune system to turn on itself. Now, are they viruses? We don't know. We do know it's a bioweapon. We have doctors and attorneys admit in this convention that I was in last Saturday that it is indeed a bioweapon. So for those of you who've been trying to convince your loved ones that we're being attacked, yeah, it's World War III, all right. A lot of people said that. We're in World War III right now. Why? Because they're attacking us. We, the people with a bioweapon. And now the UN is accusing both Russia and Ukraine of potential war crimes? Summary execution and torture of prisoners of war? Both of them have been doing it. Yeah, we know that. I mean, look what Zelensky, how about we have Zelensky running this country? How do you think that'd turn out, huh? You're all sitting there going, no, he'll have us all rounded up and executed and shut off all the mainstream media. Anybody that talks him down is going to be removed and disappeared. Oh yeah, that's what he's doing. And all everybody in America thinks, oh, we need to help Ukraine. All the warmongers in DC, they know what's going on. They're all in on it. And we keep electing them. We keep electing the same bunch of blowhards to public office. I even pointed that out in the event Saturday, and I got a standing ovation. You know, as long as we keep electing these turds to Congress, we get what we get. You got to deep dive into their past and find out what makes them tick, folks. You got to ask them the right questions, including Trump. Do you notice? I got to take issue here because he was in Waco blasting Bragg, Alvin Bragg, the DA. It's dead. His case is dead. He's got no, you know, and Bragg's office is saying, yeah, you just sick Congress on me to shut this down. We know what this was. It was a gimmick. It was a political gimmick. Well, one political gimmick for another. We all get that, don't we? Tit for tat. That's what we call it in this day and age. You start one thing, we start another. We try to counterbalance the argument so as to keep everyone in a state of confusion and freaked out that Trump's going to get indicted. No, wait, maybe not. Well, yes, he is. No, he's not. Yes, he is. No, he's not. I can have this argument with myself and people will think, hey, there's a 2-for-1 sale on schizophrenia today. I like myself and so do I. Oh, my gosh. You know, what's it going to take? Russia, by the way, is offering sign-up bonuses and cash for territorial advances in military recruitment drive. The further you get into Ukraine, the bigger your bonus. Wow, but wait, there's more. Yeah, no Ginsu steak knife, sorry. Families of British military servicemen living on an historic airbase in Essex have reportedly been told they get to vacate their billets in their homes to make way for asylum seekers, many of whom will have entered the country as illegal migrants, and they wonder why everything is going to hell in a handbasket. Because you got a woke government, folks. Families of British military servicemen, wow. And they wonder why we're not getting enlistments in our military? We even have a story about that in our email blast coming at you from today's show. Meanwhile, Swedish moderate party MP Kjell Jansson was allegedly blackmailed by a prostitute just days after buying sex and is now being investigated by authorities himself. He's a member of the Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson's center-right moderates and chairman of its nomination committee. He allegedly met a woman at a bar, paid for sex. 3 days later, she attempted to extort around $6,200 or 5,000 pounds from him, threatening the politician with the release of sexual images. Gee, that almost sounds like Epstein Island, doesn't it? Yeah, like, come on, Jeff, you going to come at us? Huh? I want to see what's in that little black book. I want to see who came there. I want to see how many videotapes. Are there still videos? I'll bet you they're hiding somewhere, and they're blackmailing half of our Congress with them. I'll bet you they are. Drones, by the way, you think Big Brother's rampant in America. Oh, yeah. Drones will be deployed in a Dutch municipality to monitor whether people's homes meet zoning regulations, monitor construction sites and protected wildlife areas. Yeah, the Dutch municipality of Deventer has been accused of wanting to usher in an Orwellian society after it revealed plans to use drones to monitor compliance with local laws such as zoning regulations or wildlife protection. Massive protests over the controversial reform threaten the nation's security, economy and society. Isaac Herzog has said, we're talking about Israel, whose president has called for a halt to judicial overhaul. It has sparked months of protests across the country. And of course, his comments came hours after Benjamin Netanyahu fired his defense minister, Yoav Gallant, who had spoken out against the proposed reform. The move added fuel to the nationwide fire, which were attended by over 600,000 people this past Saturday, according to local media reports. And of course, Myanmar, down there in Southeast Asia, military pledges decisive action against opponents at an Armed Forces Day parade. Minaug Hilang says terror acts of coup opponents need to be tackled for good and all. Uh-huh. That means crush the dissidents. Oh, they're doing that in Ukraine, and we're feeding them with all our tax dollars. U.S. is preparing to announce a deal with Mexico to counter fentanyl coming across the southern border. Oh, that's amazing, considering in Sarasota, Florida, they just arrested a guy with 88 pounds of it. Yeah, Mexico's going to crack down on labs and smuggling while the U.S. does more to stop the flow of U.S. guns into Mexico. Yeah, of course, you heard it on NBC News, and if you did, you know that a lot of this stuff is half-baked. And now, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky and Chip Roy of Texas, they want to split up the National Institutes of Health into three separate operational divisions with presidentially appointed leaders serving time-limited terms under legislation they've introduced in Congress. So, good luck with that. Because, see, once it gets to Biden's desk, he's going to veto it. I can tell you that right now. No, 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 we're going to leave everything status quo. So as far, I was pointing out before about President Trump and COVID-19. How was he convinced to lock down the U.S.? Did the tail wag the dog or did the dog wag the tail? If it was the national security intelligence sector that spooked Trump into flip-flopping into a draconian policy to defeat COVID by locking down the nation, yes, lockdown to stop the spread. We can be certain globalist technocrats were at work to make sure the script of Event 201 was followed to the letter. If Trump was conned into the lockdown response, his biggest error was not admitting the failure after he became fully informed he'd been conned. Now, to this day, what have you heard?
I got the booster.
Pat yourself on the back.
I got Operation Warp Speed. Dig me. Dig me. Vote for me. Make America great again, even though I just caused 220 million people to believe everything I said and get injected and believe everything my CDC cronies told them.
And they all got injected with mRNA. Ha, 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 ha. To this day, President Trump has not admitted he was conned. This is something I talked to Brian Artis about. Dr. Artis has been on the show multiple times. And I talked to him on Saturday about it, face to face. And I said, look, dude, seriously, Trump knew. Trump, there was something going on in the Trump administration. He could have done more investigation. Instead, his ego got in the way. Somebody fed it. That's all it took. And he listens to all these doctors and scientists instead of going to the outside and talking to people on the outside and talking to state governors, because it impacted all 50 states, did it not? And see, the problem is, if you failed at something and said, I should not have done this, wouldn't it be a whole lot easier to be honest with? And if you're sitting there talking about transparency in government, don't you think it'd be a great idea to admit you were wrong? Oh, no, Trump can't do that. Oh, no, that would just defeat the whole tit for tat uniparty system of control, the system of things. Oh, we can't have that. Can't have it admitted he did something wrong. No president wants to take blame for anything. They want to pat themselves on the back and say, dig me. It's all about me. See what I did? How about all the things you didn't do? How about all the things you did that were failures, like signing 44 executive orders, trying to mandate by fiat to control the rest of us? And this is what we're all getting sick of, is the tit for tat. Even former Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, a Democrat, criticized investigations into Trump, calling them politically motivated and a, quote, cancer in our body politic. You see, he even let the cat out of the bag. Cancer in our body politic. By using the word politic, he just told you this whole thing was tit for tat. Wow. See, all Trump had to do, I'm going to be indicted and arrested. And all of a sudden, Congress reacted and went after Bragg. See, Trump couldn't do it himself, so he had Congress do it for him. He made a few phone calls. Hey, buddy, you owe me. Go do this. So here you got Jim Jordan, everybody else going blasting, going after Bragg. We want documents. You have until next Thursday, last Thursday, to appear. Of course, Bragg said no. In the meantime, somebody decided to take it upon themselves to issue a death threat and mail white powder in an envelope this past Friday, to Bragg's office with a note that said, Alvin, I'll kill you. The powder was determined to be non-hazardous, of course. The whole idea was to drop a dime. And, of course, Trump appearing in Waco over the weekend is now saying that, or suggesting, that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg may have dropped his case about a week after he claimed he'd be arrested. Because they got absolutely nothing. It's a fake case, according to Trump. So the tit for tat continues. Of course, now the new question is, will we see another Kennedy in the White House? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has been a guest on the show, wrote The Real Anthony Fauci, says he's considering entering the presidential race if he can garner enough support. To support his bid for president, you can visit teamkennedy.com. I remember way back when the big joke was, tomorrow is election day. Vote for the Kennedy of your choice, but vote. You remember that one? Oh, yeah. That was the big joke. The Children's Health Defense Networks and several other plaintiffs including Robert F. Kennedy Jr., are suing the Trusted News Initiative for violation of antitrust laws the BBC has been using its market power and illegal collaboration with other leading market actors to crush smaller news outlets. They have also filed a number of First Amendment cases, including one against Facebook, which censored the Children's Health Defense Network, Mercola.com, and many other sites. So Kennedy believes if he's elected to the White House, he can clean out government and its corruption because he knows where it is and what it stems from and how to correct it. Well, now let's see. How many Kennedys have been assassinated so far? Yeah, Robert, really? You really think they're going to let you get away with this, Robert? Think about it. Kennedy tried to make a difference, and look what happened. Any Kennedy, pick one, except for Ted. When I return, Mary Jo to carve a gun. Yeah, his whole tenure in Congress, in the Senate, was stained by that. Yeah, I can guarantee you one thing, the family of Mary Jo Kopechne is not going to forget any of this. The revelation of FBI informants is shaking up the Proud Boys' January 6th trial in D.C., by the way. Julie Kelly has been covering these extensively, reporting there are at least 10 informants now known to have been involved in the Proud Boys, more than twice the five defendants who are on trial. In fact, a federal prosecutor has admitted in court papers that three D.C. Metro judges, or police officers, rather, went undercover and acted as provocateurs at the northwest steps of the Capitol on J6. Oh, yeah. Crazy as it may seem, huh? Yeah, what else? What else have we found out under surveillance state? Nah. The FBI finally admitted to buying location data on Americans, horrifying experts. That happened at a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing. FBI Director Christopher Wray confirmed for the first time the agency has in the past purchased the location data of U.S. citizens without obtaining a warrant. Think about that. Do they have your number? Yeah, you want to talk about all the crazy stuff going on? Yeah. Willy Wonka's got to be jumping up and down. We got searches. Explosion at a chocolate factory in Pennsylvania Friday killed three people, left four missing. Authorities say one person was found alive in the rubble, but the search for missing continues. Look in the chocolate. A Phoenix, Arizona Family Dollar employee, Kevin Salas Madrid, is under arrest after shooting a shoplifter at least 10 times. Well, see, here's the thing. The shoplifter, when he was caught by Madrid, punched him in the face, knocking his glasses off, and proceeded to open up a can of woke ass on him. And so Salas Madrid pulled his gun and shot him, not once. I mean, the first time he put him on the ground, that would have been sufficient. Oh, no, no, no. We had to empty the whole bloody magazine. See, there you went to extremes, pal. Now you're being charged with second-degree murder. Wow. And the illegal alien, Frankie, the father of 2-year-old Frankie Gonzalez, just got popped. For 10 years, his 2-year-old son was found dead in a dumpster, and they got him. Boy, there is justice in America. We'll be back with more news after these words.
Trailblazer leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Monday, March 27th, 2023. The time is flying. We are almost out of the first quarter of the year already. Remember on this show, we were talking about people ripping off other people's property? Well, it's, man, I'm telling you, I thought I'd heard everything. There is a sovereign citizen out there, Nathan-Dwayne Neerman, with a copyright next to it. The little C in a circle, you know? Nathan-Dwayne Neerman, copyright. No typos. The copyright symbol, hyphen, colon, as ha, that's how it reads. He calls himself a non-corporate living man and hails from, well, all over. Some public records show Utah, others Washington, Florida, Arizona, Georgia. And, of course, he claims to be a sovereign citizen. He even has an IMDb page. This is something that basically is a clearinghouse for everything Hollywood, from feature films to TV shows and the people behind them all. He's listed as a producer on three of the films. And right out of a low-budget B-movie script, the sovereign citizen spooked a number of county officials last year when he attempted to take possession of thousands and thousands of acres of land in Millard County, Utah. In July of 2022, he filed a declaration of homestead with the county recorder's office on 8,361 acres of property, attaching 1800s-era federal land patent documents as exhibits, somehow proving the legitimacy of his claim. Much of that property is owned by the state's Utah School and Institutional Trust Lands Administration. Some parcels are owned by the state's Division of Natural Resources, including a few around the Clear Lake Waterfowl Management Area. Another bunch are actually privately owned, creating quite a stir among some county residents who learned a stranger they'd never heard of before just casually clouded the title to their land, seemingly on a whim. While Sierra Dickens, the county's elected recorder, duly filed Nearman's homestead declaration last summer, she did nothing to change the actual title of the properties, and of course, he wanted to know why. He started phoning Dickens' office asking why she failed to change the property titles. By December, he and an entourage showed up in person at the recorder's office and served public notice demanding title of the properties in question. She had to call the cops. It was starting to get unruly, and they escorted him out. Problem is, as soon as I read 1800s era federal land patent documents, I'm like, oh, here we go. Another one of these guys that's out there trying to put that giant square peg into a tiny round hole, which is a system. It doesn't work. So I would suspect that Nathan-Dwayne-Nearman copyright, sovereign citizen or not, has just shown up on the law enforcement radar. And I'm not talking about Utah. I'm talking about the United States law enforcement radar. And they will find him. You watch. They will find him. Sovereign citizen or not, they gear up for this stuff, folks. You can't screw with the system if you're going to use your own tools. You just can't do it. The system provides you with the tools to use. Yes, I know it's dysfunctional. A business jet flying over New England on March 3rd experienced malfunction in its autopilot system, resulting in the death of a former Obama administration official, according to a U.S. Transportation Investigation report published on Friday. As if we're to believe that. According to the report, the jet had cockpit warnings that led the pilots to switch off a system that helps to keep the aircraft stable. The jet began violently pitching upward then downward, injuring Dana Hyde, 55, of Cabin John, Maryland, who died from blunt force injuries later in a hospital. Hyde served in government positions during Clinton and Obama administrations and was counsel for the 9/11 Commission, formerly known as the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks Upon the U.S. Wonder why. Why her? Her husband and son were also on the aircraft and nothing happened to them. Why her? Makes you wonder. What happened there? Kind of weird, isn't it? No. The Missouri Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, has created a hotline for people to report abuse cases of kids who are subjected to transgender medical interventions. They have a transgender center concerns form telling citizens complete this to submit a complaint or concern about gender transition intervention you have experienced or observed in Missouri. We'll see how far that goes. A Defense Department education officer, which has been accused of racist posts and spreading woke ideologies within its school systems. This is in the Department of Defense now, what they're teaching kids in the military, has been relieved of her post following Representative Elise Stefanik's advocacy jumping in and saying, hey, Kalisa Wing has to go. And the DOD said, okay. Gee, I wonder what tit for tat happened there in order to get her ousted. Things we don't know. They won't tell us. You know, it's so much for transparent government, huh? House and Armed Services Subcommittee Military Personnel Chairman Jim Banks of Indiana told Breitbart News he blasted the Army for not providing the actual data for a survey it published last month. Army officials show that wokeness is not affecting recruiting. Oh, that was false. He said, even if that was true, they can't prove it, Banks said. And see, a lot of people apparently don't want to join this military anymore. I mean, can you blame them after they ejected 40,000 people for not taking the jab? Maybe kids are like, man, if I got to take the jab, why do I need to go in the military? I don't need to do that. I can just sit here and sell drugs. Now, they can do anything besides join the military. Our military has been totally disgraced, and so has our country. DOD, what a joke. Pentagon is a joke. Whole bloody government is a joke, begging to be made fun of. Anybody got any good government jokes?
Yes, well, it's Ronnie here. And of course, those words that you don't like to hear is, hello, I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
Yeah, that was a joke too, Ronnie. The city of Philadelphia, meanwhile, has issued an advisory to locals this past Sunday that they should drink bottled water out of caution following what? A chemical spill in the nearby Delaware River. Wow, again, authorities pointed to the map titled Delaware River Latex Spill Map, showing districts in Philadelphia that may have been potentially impacted by the spill as of yesterday. That included much of the city's border along the Delaware River. So they polluted the Delaware River. Wow. You should drink bottled water. Yeah, what about taking showers and bathing? What about that, huh? Don't you think that stuff would get in through their skin, folks? Obviously not.
Oh, it's just chemicals, man.
Yeah, well, the FDA has issued a recall warning of a commonly used stroke medication after the company discovered the presence of a what? Potentially cancer-causing impurity. Yeah, this Ascend Laboratories LLC, Dabigatran Exhalate Capsules. There's this little thing in there called nitrosamine. It's a carcinogenic substance, was found about above the acceptable daily intake level. Oh, you mean there's nitrosamine in the drug? Well, gee, wonder how many other drugs have that in there. This particular product is used as an oral anticoagulant to lower the risk of stroke and blood clots. We've included an article in our email blast on 14 natural blood thinners for heart health. But of course, folks, you ever notice when you go in for surgery, they tell you to stay off of certain supplements? Well, maybe it's because the Au Naturel supplements, antiplatelets, keep blood cells from sticking together to become a clot. And of course, they want your blood to coagulate during surgery, right? And so some of the foods that may act as natural blood thinners, turmeric, which is in Virex, by the way, ginger, cayenne pepper, vitamin E, garlic, cassia, cinnamon, ginkgo biloba, grapeseed extract, dung quai, feverfew, bromelain, which is in Virex, aloe, evening primrose, melatonin. Yep, we got them also. Strauss Heart Drops, Curcumin X4000 with fenugreek, Optivita Digestive Enzymes, Vitamin E, Tocotrienols, Blockbuster All Clear, ResVital Capsules, all in the ranking. As far as those natural blood thinners, the reason Virex has bromelain and turmeric in it is because that helps to prevent clotting. That's what spike proteins are causing. That's why we're carrying it. For those of you who want to complain, we get it. But this isn't natural. It says all natural on the label. But hey, if a guy saved his loved one at Sarasota Memorial Hospital by giving it to him so they didn't get juiced and killed, well, I mean, you know, like I said, what? Time will tell, right? It's all about time. This is why we have the Power Mall Spring Sale going on right now, where you can get 15% off allergy relief products, such as quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oregano juice, yeah, Sinu Orega, Latero Flora Probiotic, and Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic and Optivita Digestive Enzymes. We also have the 10 part per million silver liquid. Did you know? Scientists are now confirming silver nanoparticles can help antibiotics combat multi-drug-resistant bacteria, dramatically reducing dosing requirements. Isn't that a good thing? You heard it here. Oh, now guess what? Those of you who had hip replacements, Alzheimer's-like symptoms apparently are starting to manifest themselves, leading to issues ranging from fatigue or mood swings to blindness or other neurological issues. And it's all from cobalt poisoning because of the hip replacement parts from the metal implants. They are toxic. Oh, my. How many people out there? Raise your hand if you've had a hip replacement. Yeah, this is not a good thing. We have an affiliate out there. We're also, you know, talking about other things that made the news too. Certain herbs and spices. 4 lawsuits have been filed over the last 2 years over significant levels of toxic heavy metals in big brand names of herbs and spices. Consumer Reports analyzed these, saying that the herbs may contain arsenic, cadmium, and lead. This is a detailed analysis of 126 individual products from national and private label brands. Are you ready for this? Remember, you go to Walmart, you buy spices with the label Great Value? Scratch that off your list. LaFleur Spices, McCormick and Company, the name you know. Penzi Spices, Spice Islands, and 365 by Whole Foods Market. Wow. We have an affiliate, Star West Botanicals. They have bulk herbs and spices, and all you got to do is click on the Partners tab, and you can buy spices that aren't contaminated with heavy metals. Toxic heavy metals in your spices. What will they think of next? Wow. For those of you who are having sleep cramps, here's a couple of tips for getting more calcium besides drinking milk. A lot of people just don't want to do it anymore. I don't. If I have coconut milk, which is rare, it's only when I eat cereal, and that's rare. Maybe twice a month, 3 times a month, I have cereal. End of story. Calcium deficiency leads to osteoporosis and night cramps. It serves not only as a critical building block for bones and teeth, it's also playing a vital role in blood clotting, strengthening the nervous system, regulating heart rhythm, facilitating muscle contraction, promoting emotional stability, and preventing insomnia. So here's what we got going on at the Power Mall. Put this on your list of things to order today. Calcium and magnesium, vitamin D3 4000 IU, which also contains calcium, bone active capsules, and Oregamax, which contains the flavonoid quercetin, as well as the key minerals calcium and magnesium. There's another article out now. Wow. Toxic weed killer found in most foods sold in the U.S. Roundup, glyphosate, again, granola, oatmeal products, crackers, honey, legumes, beans, orange juice, wine, and ice cream. They've tested them all. Internal FDA emails reveal Roundup has been found in virtually all foods, and now you know why we're telling everybody to please grow your own. Stop eating ultra-processed foods. Moving on to the economy. Did you know the assets and loans of collapsed U.S. lender Silicon Valley Bank are being bought up by rival First Citizens Bank shares? People were pulling their money out. Nearly $120 billion in deposits were pulled from small banks as Silicon Valley failed. Small banks are seeing a record drop in deposits, and where are they putting their money? In the big banks, because they're too big to fail. You see how we've been programmed? They're taking all their money out of the small banks rather than asking questions. You should be looking at credit unions and local state banks where you know people who will be honest with you and tell you, look, we're solid. We're not going anywhere. Nope, they're doing exactly what we said don't do and taking their money out and putting it in the major banks. You think by losing all your money, what happens when the whole grid collapses and you can't get your money out of the too big to fail bank? You're no different. See, the local bank, like I said, if you're keeping any kind of money in the bank at all. See, this is the thing. If the banks crash, guess what they're going to usher in? Digital currency. They will. This all whole insuring all funds, not the first just $250,000. How's that going to work when you're in a digital currency? How's it going to happen? The banking industry, when CBDC gets introduced, the digital currency is going to be a tight-knit monopoly, and they're going to control every move you make. That's in the plans. They're moving toward it. All these banks that are failing right now, the more of them that fail, the closer we get to CBDC. Even Carrie Made, who we've had on the show, is now saying you need to start buying gold and silver and have that in your personal portfolio. The unease over the banking sector, by the way, has spurred a huge demand for gold and silver. The bullion shops are seeing a spike in interest following the bank runs and the SVB collapse. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has signed a measure into law that empowers the state treasurer to invest state funds in physical gold and silver. House Bill 1479 passed out of the House of Representatives this past Monday with a 98-0 vote. A week later, the same bill received a 33-0 vote in the Senate. This is an exclusive comment to the Sound Money Defense League. Gold and silver have been real currency for the past 5,000 years. Not only provides a hedge for the state, but gives us varied options while facing a shrinking dollar and the threat of this digital currency garbage. Maybe other states should be thinking about the same thing. I mean, look at it, South Dakota. Kristi Noem vetoed a bill that would have altered the UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code, to allow CBDCs in. So, you know, what's the Fed faced with? We got an article on there, fighting inflation or save failing banks. Which do they do first, chicken or the egg? We're all about that again. Sam Altman is in love with AI and GPT-4, ChatGPT, but he's scared about the dark side. Disinformation, fabricated cyber attacks. Only a limited version of AI has been released, as if to say there's much more on the horizon that's going to be released after the public absorbs the current versions and gets acquainted. And he's saying, basically, according to Technocracy News, constitutionally protected speech is going to turn into chaos as the censorship begins because of this AI program. And, of course, the federal agency, the Department of Energy, last week said it's finalized rules on now window air conditioners and air cleaners. That says we'll make common household items more efficient, coming as the federal government signaled it's going to further regulate gas stoves. Well, guess what? The state of New York has done. They are probably the first state in the United States. Here's another reason to get out of New York. They're going to pass legislation and get it signed into law to ban gas stoves in New York. You wonder about the weather, by the way. California has hit a record snowpack depth in southern Sierra Nevada. 286% above normal. That's the highest since records began. Yeah, we have geoengineering to thank for that, don't we? We also are providing you with the Environmental Working Group list of contaminated fruits and vegetables containing potentially harmful pesticides. Just makes you want to not shop at the grocery store anymore, doesn't it? They also have a list of the Clean 15, consisting of produce with the lowest levels of contamination. The idea here is to help consumers like yourself make informed produce choices at the grocery store and not just buy every bloody thing on the shelf just because, oh, that looks nice. Yeah, you know, make sure you wash your veggies, by the way, thoroughly, not in soap and water. Most people just rinse it, but I don't know. You be the judge. A group of U.S. experts is set to meet soon as part of a project to determine which adverse events the COVID-19 vaccines cause. Oh, here we go with the fluff again. House Rep. Mike Belcher of New Hampshire, meanwhile, has been suffering from ocular migraines for almost 2 years. He took his first Pfizer COVID-19 jab in April of 21. Things haven't been the same since. Well, duh. Yeah. Then you got impaired balance. He was unable to walk in a straight line and memory problems. Wow. And of course, DV Kid has a new article out. Warning, before you fly in a commercial airplane. She outlines all of the issues with pilots now having strokes and heart attacks in the cockpit mid-flight. And of course, they're covering it up. They don't want you to know that. They don't want to kill the airlines industry because the airline industry, but look how many jobs that creates. Oh, but yeah, look at the airplanes are packed. It only takes a couple of them to go down because the flight deck all suffered a massive heart attack all at once, and nobody's flying the plane for people to wake up. She hasn't flown a plane since, what, 2001? She'll explain that in the article we've attached to our email blast. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control has made at least 25 statistical or numerical errors during the COVID pandemic, and we're supposed to trust them. I don't even want to give them a comment section. This is crazy. We're going to be joined in the coming hour, allegedly, by Steve House and Senator Ted Harvey. You want to stay here and listen to that? You can even chime in if you want. We'll be back after these words.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.